The group Forest Service Employees for Environmental Ethics, FSEE, recently asked its members to contact Congress about the case of Glenn Eith. Eith was a Forest Service wildlife biologist in Petersburg who passed away in March. In the 4 years before his death, he publicly challenged several agency decisions on timber sales and road building. FSEE worked with him on some of those challenges. The group is now pursuing Eith's claim that the Forest Service retaliated against him for being a whistleblower. Andy Stahl is FSEE director.
Well, we're pursuing it because the only way to prevent future retaliation against conscientious employees is to ensure that a message is sent that those who retaliate pay a price. And they don't get off scot-free just because of a tragic death.
Eith died from sudden heart failure at age 48. He was married with one child and had worked for the Forest Service for more than 20 years. A separate government agency, the Office of Special Counsel, had already decided that Eith's whistleblower retaliation claims did warrant investigation. But when he died, the office closed the case. Andy Stahl says his group wants it reopened.
We have asked the Committee of Congress with jurisdiction over the Whistleblower Protection Act, the House Oversight and Government Reform Committee, to investigate the retaliation Glenn suffered, find out who was responsible for it, and ensure that the Office of Special Counsel does its job and holds those people accountable.
Eith gained statewide attention in recent years after going public when his employer rebuilt some logging roads before approving the timber sale they led to. A federal judge eventually ruled the Forest Service had violated federal law. In late summer of 2007, the deputy Tonga supervisor at the time recommended Eith be fired for making a document public that the agency said was internal and deliberative. Eith maintained the draft wildlife report, which he wrote, was part of the public record. Eith was put on paid administrative leave from more than 7 months, pending a decision that the Forest Service never issued. Instead, the agency told Eith his job was being eliminated, but he could apply for a different position under a region-wide reorganization plan. In a letter to the Forest Service at the time, Eith's attorney called this a strategy of, quote, terminating Eith without actually terminating him, in the vague hope that he'll disappear and the Forest Service will not create an appealable event. The Forest Service will not comment on details of Eith's case. Phil Salmon is spokesperson for the agency.
The only thing that we would say officially is that out of respect for Glenn Eith and the work that he did and for his family and their and continuing time of loss, I'm sure, we would not further comment on any of the details of things that have happened to Glenn or surrounding this case, simply out of that respect for his family.
While Salmon would not address specifics, he did credit Eith for doing what he thought was right. The National Whistleblower Protection Act is supposed to safeguard federal employees who bring forward what they reasonably believe to be evidence of legal or regulatory violations, mismanagement, abuse of authority, or dangers to public safety. The Office of Special Counsel is responsible for enforcing whistleblower law, but the agency is now embroiled in a controversy of its own. The FBI just raided the Office of Special Counsel in Washington, D.C., as part of a criminal probe into the conduct of the Bush administration appointee who heads up the agency. According to national media reports, Office of Special Counsel Chief Scott Block is being investigated because of allegations that he used his office for political purposes, obstructed justice, and retaliated against his own employees. In an interview about a week before the FBI raid, spokesman Jim Mitchell declined to release details about Eith's case, but he said the agency had not gotten very far before closing the investigation.
We had moved the case from our unit that examines incoming complaints, and we determined that there was reason to go ahead and conduct an investigation. And our investigators were just in the process of collecting documents so they could better understand the circumstances that have been presented. And that's about where we were when Mr. Eith died. And so there was really not much done in the investigation before that happened.
Mitchell says the OSC can negotiate with an agency to get corrective or disciplinary action taken against alleged retaliators. He says it can also pursue sanctions through a special court designed to protect the civil service system. But Mitchell also emphasized his office works on behalf of the complainant, and he said they decided not to pursue settlement of the case because Eith had died.
We could not get a settlement or prosecute in the case of an individual who had passed away. So the decision was made to close that case before much progress had been made in the investigation.
But according to Andy Stahl of Forest Service Employees for Environmental Ethics, the Office of the Special Counsel still has the discretion and the duty to pursue sanctions.
And there, the Office of Special Counsel has simply dropped the ball. And nothing prevents it from holding those people accountable. Glenn's death has no effect on whether the Office of Special Counsel can do its job and hold the retaliators accountable. Determining who they are is a simple matter. Holding them accountable is also a simple matter. Simply, this administration doesn't want to do so.
A staffer with the House Oversight Committee declined a taped interview for this story, but said the office had received more than 100 phone calls and another 20 faxes about the Eth case. The committee is chaired by California Democrat Henry Waxman. A call to Waxman's office about the issue was referred back to the committee. In Petersburg, I'm Matt Lichtenstein.